So if you liked the topic for this evening, you can give me the credit. If you don't, you can blame Lal Gopal. He gets the credit or the blame, actually, because he selected the topics for this visit. And I guess you know, because you saw the schedule, the Panchatattva, not Panchatattva Prabhu, but the Panchatattva, and the significance of the Panchatattva. There's so many things to say about the Panchatattva. You're a good controller. You just control it very nicely, and when the light goes on, I'll make the connection over here. Hopefully the light will go on. So the Panchatattva, just to elevate the topic a bit and its importance, when Srila Prabhupada, you know how dedicated and committed he was to completing the translation of Srimad Bhagavatam during his lifetime. 12 cantos. He didn't make it because he took some detours before he got there. And one of those detours was after he had completed the second canto, somewhere in the midst of the third canto, he was so far ahead of Panditji, Pradyumna Prabhu, who was supposed to do the Sanskrit synonyms, that Prabhupada went ahead and did Chaitanya Charitamrita while he was twiddling his thumbs waiting for the Panditji to get the synonyms together. He was doing all the translation work, just the synonyms. I was in New York temple one time. Prabhupada, he would come and review the progress report of the artists and the Sanskrit department and the transcription department, and you know, the press, ISKCON Press, was in New York. And Panditji was behind about one whole canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada was quite displeased. So in one night he did all that work that was a couple of months behind schedule. One night. He just worked on that. And I don't think Panditji got behind again like that ever in the future. So Prabhupada had translated the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita with elaborate commentary, as you know. And as it was being published, he considered one chapter in Adi Lila to be so important that it must have been done when he was still working on the second canto, because he published a soft-bound copy, a hard-bound copy, and then another hard-bound copy in addition to the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita just on this topic. Well, it wasn't just on this topic. It was the title of it, of chapter 7, is Lord Chaitanya and the five features, the Panchatattva. Fantastic. You're really good. You got a permanent assignment. The colors are great. How'd you do it?
I didn't do it.
You're a star. Thank you. Actually, one of the main topics that's in that seventh chapter is Lord Chaitanya's discussion with Prakashananda Saraswati. And what Prabhupada wanted especially, along with our understanding is of who is the Panchatattva, was to understand Vaishnavism, Gaudiya Vaishnavism in particular, and impersonalism. Now, we didn't know what an impersonalist was any more than we knew what a Martian looked like, or something, a man on the moon, or something like that. It was a category that, because it's written about, it must exist, but we never we never knew what it was. We knew that Prabhupada considered it very, very, very important for us to understand, because we would encounter such people, and sure enough, we encountered such people. So the dialogue between Lord Chaitanya and Prakashananda Saraswati is classic, because he was, not only he was a impersonalist, not only he was an impersonalist sannyasi, but he was the leader of thousands of impersonalist sannyasis. He was up there in the ranks of impersonalism. And Lord Chaitanya went specifically to Benares to deliver him, and with him all of his followers. And so the dialogue between Prakashananda Saraswati and Lord Chaitanya, and how Lord Chaitanya exhibited great humility. He didn't come out with his hammer. He presented humility. Such a humility that just melted the hearts of even the hard-hearted impersonalists. He did a few other things too. He exhibited his Brahmajyoti effulgence that was more brilliant than 100 suns. That's pretty blinding. And of course, impersonalists are very attracted to the Brahmajyoti, so they became very attracted to Lord Chaitanya. Not only, wow, did you see that? Check that out. But they were attracted to this dazzling effulgence. They didn't exactly understand that you are the Supreme Brahman, but they understood you're not an ordinary person. And so, some discussion. So, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya and the five features, the Panchatattva presentation, is very important. We'll say it. Very, very important, because Lord Chaitanya taught, as the discussion with Prakashananda Saraswati showed, he taught Vedanta Sutra. And what is Vedanta Sutra? Sutra means code or aphorism, and Veda Anta, the end of all knowledge, expressed in little sutras, little codes, kind of like enigmatic riddles, hard, puzzling little expressions, that within those expressions is the absolute truth is packed. Lord Chaitanya unpacked those truths and displayed them before Prakashananda Saraswati and his followers. And because in fact they were scholarly, they accepted this is actually true. What he says about Shankaracharya presenting indirect meanings that obscures the real meaning, that's also right. We have to agree. And even Prakashananda Saraswati agreed. So Lord Chaitanya's, in that dialogue, he's disclosing the absolute truth. And the absolute truth, what does that mean from Vedanta Sutra or from Bhagavatam? We know, because we've all heard from Srila Prabhupada, the absolute truth is that from which everything else comes. That is to say, that from which everything else comes has no prior cause. And everything else has a prior cause. Whatever it is, has a prior cause, has a prior cause, has a prior cause. That may be the cause of some other downstream causes, it may be the cause of some effects, but to become a cause, it has some, it's the effect of some prior cause. The absolute truth is that which has no prior cause, and yet is the cause of everything else. So, Ishwara Parama Krishna, Satyat Ananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govindas, Sarva Karana Karanam. Sarva, all. Karana, cause. Karanam, plural. Causes, the cause of all causes. It's Krishna. He is the absolute truth. So Lord Chaitanya came to reveal the absolute truth, Krishna. And he did so in five features. He himself is not just an avatar of Krishna, but he himself is Krishna. It's not a small distinction. We'll say it a different way. In Sri Brahma Samhita, it is described that there are four divisions of Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world. There's Vaikuntha planets, innumerable in number, and amongst them is one planet which is Krishna's abode. Excuse me. And Krishna's abode is Goloka Vrindavan, and Lal Gopal calling me. I just shut it off. I'm not going to take that call from Lal Gopal.
That was a nice caper.
Maybe at your home? Ah. He just leaned against the counter and called me. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Goloka Vrindavan. So, in the spiritual world, as when Krishna performs his pastimes in this realm, they're identical. They're not like, they're identical. So those three places where Krishna primarily performed his pastimes, Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka. So as those three abodes exist in Goloka Vrindavan. But there's a fourth one. The fourth one identified in Sri Brahma Samhita is called Sweta Dweep. The whole of Goloka is also sometimes called Sweta Dweep, the White Island, the pure Shuddha Sattva Loka, or Vasudha, the planet of pure goodness. And that fourth quadrant of Goloka is the pastimes, where the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are being performed, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different than Krishna. Krishna has various expansions, and with minus the Sanskrit, they're called, there's Angsa and Kala. Angsa is Balaram, in that category, or Narayana, that category. Sadashiva, in that category. They're direct expansions. And then there's expansions of those expansions. It's a little technical. That's Kala. Prabhupada translates it consistently as a portion of a plenary portion. An example of that is the Vishnu forms of the Lord. Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shiradakshaya Vishnu. There, if you look in the Sanskrit, when it says the portion of a plenary portion, you'll find Kala. It's a Sanskrit term that means a particular category of Vishnu Tattva. So there's Angsa and Kala. And then there's Krishna, who's the source of those Angsas and those Kalas. And then there's avatars that descend. You look in the first canto, chapter 3. There's avatars that descend from the spiritual world into this material creation as expansions of or descending through the Purusha avatars, the Vishnu forms. And they're all the same tattva amongst the Pancha tattva, same truth or reality or existential reality. But one is the source of them all, and that's Krishna. So, listen carefully, I'll just say it slowly but only once. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of the principal verses says, in the first 12 verses at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're foundational verses that the rest of the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila expand upon. So one of them says, the form of Radha and Krishna is actually one entity eternally manifest in two forms, the energy and the energetic. as the energy is inseparable from the energetic, like the sun and the sunshine, they're inseparable. They're manifested in two different ways, as the shine and as the sun, but as one entity. Similarly, Radha is the internal energy, potency, and Krishna is the energetic. They're inseparable, it's one entity. They manifest eternally in two forms, but we should understand it's one entity, or they are one entity in two forms, eternally. Energy and energetic. Then the next part of the verse says, those two became one form of the complexion, duty, the luster of Radha, and the bhava of Radha. But Krishna himself, Krishna Naomi Swarupam, Krishna Swarup, himself, but in Radha's luster, there is Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga, the golden complexioned Lord. And Gauranga is Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna are Gauranga. You can, either way. A equals A. Or A equals A, either way you want to say it. They're the same. Not A equals B. A equals A. And two, because Lord Chaitanya's descent was in part to reveal the Absolute Truth, Krishna, through his love, because that's how the Absolute Truth is revealed, through love, he manifested himself in five features. One is his own, and that's Krishna himself. But each of the other members of the Panchatattva, their position is unique because of there being an expansion, or an expansion of an expansion, or the internal potency, or a devotee, and that's the Panchatattva. Those, because each of them are categorically of the same tattva as Krishna, because they're, we'll go through it. So there's the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the temple that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established. In the back, to the right of that temple, is where Bhakti Vinod Thakur established an initial little place, little temple, and then he instructed his son Bhakti Siddhanta to establish a grand temple. And facing that way, as we look at the temple, that's where the altar is. And or in the back side, if you keep walking back around to our right, you'll see the actual birthplace under a neem tree, where Murtis of Jagannath Mishra on our left, and Mother Sachi with little Nimai on her lap, under this neem tree. So therefore his name was Nimai. Can we get a little good focus? So this is a family tree. Down at the bottom, Nimai Pandit, Lord Chaitanya. And he had an elder brother, Vishwarup. And his mother and father, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. Jagannath Mishra was the son of Upendra Mishra. And his mother was Kalavati. And then Madhava Mishra. So there's brothers and one sister, or two, yeah, Kirtida. And then Upendra Mishra's children, including Jagannath Mishra and Lord Chaitanya. So that's their family tree. And this is the deity of Lord Chaitanya in Sridham Mayapur. So Lord Chaitanya is unique. In his mission, he came to give Krishna prema pradayate, and Krishnaya, he's Krishna himself, but he's known as Krishna Chaitanya, and he's of golden complexion, giving pure love for Krishna. This is a photo of a deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that was in Prabhupada's room in Sridhar Mayapur. In fact, it's still in his room in Sridhar Mayapur that he kept in the room where he took rest, and right by the side of Mahaprabhu is Bhaktisiddhanta's photo. These were the inspiring, driving Ishtadev Guru Garanga altar of Srila Prabhupada that motivated him to carry forward the message of Krishna consciousness to all of us. Here is some verses which indicate Lord Chaitanya's identity as being Krishna himself. This is from the 11th canto. Maharaj Nimi is hearing from Karabhajana Muni, one of the Navayogendras. Very famous, maybe the most famous verse from the Bhagavatam about Lord Chaitanya's identity. Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sangopanga Straparshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayayajantihi Sumedasaha. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons, the Sumedha group, perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, Trisha Krishnam, he is Krishna himself, Krishna Varnam. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions, his astras, his parshadas, his upangas, the sangha. He descended with all of these personalities, and amongst them the panchatattva, and there they are. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, and Srivas. We'll go to the Panchatattva deities in Mayapur in just a moment. But they, as the Bhagavatam said, together, because they're all in this picture, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda in the front, in the foreground, and in the background, Gadadhar, wearing that reddish-colored dhoti, and Advaita with a long beard, and Srivas behind Lord Nityananda. The Panchatattva traveled throughout the village of Navadvip, resoundingly chanting the holy name and dancing in the ecstasy of love for Krishna. They brought a resounding assembly to the doorstep of Chand Kazi along the banks of the Ganges, as you see. Tens of thousands of angry Bengalis. Look out. Chand Kazi hid under his bed. He thought he was finished. And Lord Chaitanya then invited him to come down and very pleasingly discussed spiritual topics. Chand Kazi committed that he would not stop the chanting of the holy name again, nor any generation following him as rulers in Navadvip. He enjoined that they should also not interfere with the chanting of the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya, in addition to ecstatic love in joyful celebration of Krishna's holy name, he also exhibited symptoms of separation in love from Krishna, as did Srimati Radharani show those symptoms of separation of love from Krishna. Quickly, I'll just go through some of the pages and pages, some references where Lord Chaitanya is identified in the scripture. This is amongst the Upanishads, a very exalted, revered by scholars portion of the Upanishads, Chandogya Upanishad. In the middle of that lotus city is a place called Mayapur, and in the middle of Mayapur is a place called Antardvip. That place is the home of Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here's from Garuda Purana. In the first Sandhya period of Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will assume a golden form. First, he will be the husband of Lakshmi, and then he will be a sannyasi who stays near Lord Jagannath at Puri, from the Vishnu Sahasranam section of Mahabharata. It says, in his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful and his body smeared with the pulp of sandalwood seems like molten gold. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. Nrsimha Purana says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear again in the Kali Yuga. His form will be golden. He will delight in chanting the Lord's holy names, and his name will be Chaitanya. And there's many, 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 many more. And there he is, Lord Chaitanya, amongst the Panchatattva. So again, the form of, or the identity of Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna combined, the energy and energetic combined in one form, golden in complexion of the mood of love of Radha, but Krishna himself. And that's a deep subject matter that's discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, to assist him in his pastimes of spreading love of God, but also revealing the absolute truth, because both are necessary, according to Haridas Thakur, one who chants the holy name will get spiritual benefit, but the full benefit requires proper sambandha gyan, understanding what's what, understanding the relationship of all things with their source of emanation. So that's Panchatattva is doing. To Lord Chaitanya's right is Lord Nityananda, who is with his left hand gesturing at Lord Chaitanya's feet. Because Lord Nityananda, again, here's Lord Chaitanya close up. You won't get to see a close up like this. This is photography special. This is Lord Chaitanya and this is Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is an expansion, Angsa, like one candle that is lit from another candle, one Deepa that's lit from another Deepa. And they're equal, except that one is the original and the other is lit from the original. Balaram, Prabhupada explains this, that he's only different from Krishna in complexion. In Leela, he appears as Krishna's older brother. So as the older brother, he likes to look after his younger brother. So that's one of his moods. He serves Krishna in the mood of the elder brother serving the younger brother. Similarly, Nityananda, he appeared 12 years before Lord Chaitanya appeared. And he appeared in a different family. He appeared in a different town, some distance away, in Ekachakra. But his bhava, his mood of love, was simply waiting for Lord Chaitanya to begin the Sankirtan movement. Then at once he came to Navadvip, and this picture shows how they first met when Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, there's a leela. They're eternally associated. But there's a leela where they first meet. It's a very, very beautiful leela. But together these two, from that time that Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became united or associated with one another, throughout their pastimes, they were in constant association, except when Lord Chaitanya, who had been asked by his mother, Sachi, to make his place of residence in Puri, Lord Chaitanya in a confidential discussion with Nityananda, said, I've come to this world to deliver the holy name, but my mother is Sachi, she's asked me to stay in Puri, so what to do? But you're my very dear brother and confidential associate, you take up this mission of mine, I'll give you some of my associates, you travel throughout the whole of Bengal, because then it wasn't West Bengal, it was Bengal, it was all of Bangladesh and everything. You take these associates and deliver the pure holy name. So Lord Nityananda wants nothing else to do but some service. That's his mood. And so for the balance of Lord Chaitanya's presence on earth, Lord Nityananda, along with his transcendental associates, like transcendental madmen, practically like avadutas, they delivered the holy name. And that's elaborately described in Chaitanya Bhagavat by a different author than Krishna Das Kaviraj, who wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, but a disciple of Lord Nityananda, Vrindavan Das Thakur. Very, very beautifully written. So that's Lord Nityananda. As in Krishna's Leela, there's Krishna and Balaram. In Lord Chaitanya's Leela, there's Gauranga and Nityananda. So Nityananda, Ram. Nityananda is no different than Balaram. As Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are non-different. So in that spiritual abode, Goloka Vrindavan, that fourth quadrant that I mentioned, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they're there. Performing Sankirtan. Congregational chanting and ecstatic love for Krishna. And Krishna is in another quadrant of Goloka Vrindavan, performing pastimes with his associates. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes that the followers of Lord Chaitanya have this unprecedented special mercy that when they return to the spiritual world, they'll accept two spiritual forms and simultaneously take part in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and Krishna's pastimes. And don't ask me how that happens. There is some spiritual technology that we haven't been informed about. Oops. Okay. And everybody knows who that is, the one with the big white beard. Advaita Prabhu. In relationship with Krishna, the position of Advaita Prabhu is occupied by Mahavishnu. Or Advaita Prabhu is not different than Mahavishnu. Now what is Mahavishnu's role in Krishna's activities in the spiritual realm? Mahavishnu manifests the material realm. He generates unlimited numbers of universes from his transcendental body. He, with his glance, injects the living entities, impregnates the living entities within the field of the material energy so that the living entities then have a place, or kshetra, a place for their material activities. But he also is very strongly desirous to see that those living entities that are struggling very, very hard in the field of the material energy, that they have release from that struggle. Daivihyesha gunamayi mamamaya duratyaya. Struggling very hard. And he knows that. And he desires Mahavishnu and Advaita Prabhu. They desire that those living entities are released from that struggle. So that's a function of Advaita Prabhu. In Leela, Advaita Prabhu was a elder, like a peer of Lord Chaitanya's father, Jagannath Mishra. He was very dear to Jagannath Mishra. They had a very close, intimate friendship. Advaita Acharya was considered amongst the most scholarly of Vaishnavas in a community that was vastly scholarly. He was revered as being vastly learned in the devotional teachings and would teach those devotional teachings, and he would practice those devotional teachings. Therefore, he was called Advaita Acharya. He exemplified the teachings of Vaishnavism in the non-dual realm of interacting with matter, but not with any form of duality, with absolute purity. Advaita Prabhu set the standard of pure devotional service. He propounded it, he lived it, and he very much desired the personality of Godhead to descend to deliver the souls that were struggling in the field of the material energy that, as Mahavishnu, he took responsibility to create. So, in the Panchatattva, as we look from our side, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Advaita Acharya, they're in the same category of Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu category. The personality of Godhead, the expansion of the personality of Godhead, the expansion of the expansion, the plenary expansion of the personality of Godhead. And then we're going to go to the other side. Oh, this is Advaita by the side of the Ganges, worshipping his Shalagram Shila, appealing to the personality of Godhead to appear. And so Lord Chaitanya appeared. One of the three principal reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance, stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, was Advaita Acharya's loud cries to the Supreme Lord. Please come to this world and deliver the souls that have forgotten you. So this is Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit in Krishna's Leela is Srimati Radharani. And just as Radharani is to the left side of Krishna, Gadadhar is to the left side of Mahaprabhu. And his mood is like Radha's mood toward Krishna, only this is Gadadhar Pandit and his mood toward Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's a matter of transcendental bhav, transcendental emotion. Gadadhar Pandit in Gaura Leela, he was the same age as Lord Chaitanya. They were classmates together in the school of Gangadas Pandit. And Gadadhar from childhood always exhibited detachment from materialistic life. He exhibited a strong devotion for Krishna since his earliest of childhood. He was like Lord Chaitanya. He was very scholarly, but he wasn't interested in mundane scholarship. He was interested in devotional scholarship. Wherever there was opportunity, he would go and hear devotional topics as a small boy. And uniquely during the childhood of Gadadhar Pandit, Lord Chaitanya, who he was naturally, transcendentally attracted to, as Radha is attracted to Krishna, Gadadhar Pandit was attracted. He wanted to be in Lord Chaitanya's association all the time. But there was a problem. Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting a leela of mundane scholarship, which Gadadhar Pandit had no interest in at all. So it was a conflict of his love. because Lord Chaitanya would pull his leg, so to speak. He would challenge Gadadhara Pandit into some debate on something and something and something, and wrangling and arguing and debating, and Gadadhar would basically say, leave me alone, please stop this. But he didn't want him to leave him alone. He wanted to be with him, but he didn't want him to be like that. It was a difficult time for Gadadhar Pandit. But when Lord Chaitanya, as a young man, became initiated by Ishwara Puri and exhibited pure devotion and love of Krishna, Gadadhar was absolutely happy. Until that time when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. And that meant separation, because Lord Chaitanya wouldn't stay in Navadvip after he took sannyas, he would leave. And Gadadhar Pandit wanted to be with him. So he took sannyas. I went to Puri to be with Lord Chaitanya. And then he took a vow, Kshetra sannyas. I'll just stay in Puri and worship Tota Gopinath. And then Lord Chaitanya wanted to leave Puri and go to Vrindavan. So he left Tota Gopinath to go with Lord Chaitanya to Vrindavan. Because he was just attached to Lord Chaitanya, who is none different than Gopinath, his deity, but the deity didn't get up and go anywhere. Lord Chaitanya was going somewhere. So he left his deity. He left his worship to go with Lord Chaitanya because he was just so attached. Finally, Lord Chaitanya said, you're so attached to me, then follow my instruction, go back. And then he got in a boat and crossed the river, and Gadadhar Pandit collapsed. He fainted. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya picked him up and said, you're so fortunate. Lord Chaitanya has such love for you. He couldn't say like he did, just said to you, or do as he's just done with you, except for his out of great love. But he has this quality of renunciation too, and you have to follow what he says. So Lord Chaitanya didn't go back, didn't go to Vrindavan. He went back to Puri and said, I couldn't go without the blessings of Gadadhar Pandit. I couldn't go against his wishes. So Gadadhar, please give your wishes. Give your blessings that I can go. Then I can go. Gadadhar said, all right. So Lord Chaitanya went to Vrindavan. Such was the love. Many other things. Love that Gadadhar Pandit had. He wasn't like Lord Nityananda and like Advaita Acharya. He was not part of the outreach, the Sankirtan mission of Lord Chaitanya. But on the other hand, he had another role. He was absorbed in the worship of Gopinath, and he was absorbed in speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. Gadadhar Pandit trained many of Lord Chaitanya's followers in the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, which later became the foundation of others who were teaching the message of Lord Chaitanya on the basis of Srimad Bhagavatam, coming from the mouth of Gadadhar Pandit. So he had another role in the mission of Lord Chaitanya as the Panchatattva, by worship and by speaking the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, Lord Chaitanya would personally come daily and see the deity of Gopinath and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit every day. That must have been something. Something very, very wonderful. So the internal potency of the Supreme Lord is part of the tattva of the Supreme Lord. And one of the pancha tattva, one of the five features of the Supreme Lord. And the fifth of that pancha tattva is Srivas. Srivas in Krishna's lila is Narada Muni, because Narada Muni is the empowered jiva, Shaktyavesh avatar, living entity, that's bearing the fullness of the Lord's bhakti shakti, his potency of love, of devotional service. And as Narada Muni, during this day of Brahma, travels throughout the whole spiritual and material creation, upper, middle, lower planetary systems, and even into the spiritual world. Wherever he likes to go, he goes. And his desire is to deliver love for Krishna. So in Gauralila, Srivas Thakur, especially in the pastimes before Lord Chaitanya accepted sannyas, which marked when he left Navadvip, Srivas Thakur was in age like his father, but in mood like his devotee. And he, as an elder amongst the Brahmana Vaishnavas in Navadvip, it was his residence that persons would gather for the Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And he and his three brothers, Sri Pati, Sri Niti, and Sri Ram were his brothers' names. The four brothers, they combinedly took care of all the Vaishnavas when they came for the evening kirtan, and many wonderful, wonderful pastimes took place at the house of Srivas Thakur, along with, in conjunction with the kirtan. So, this is the position amongst the Panchatattva of the devotee who exhibits pure devotion, and pure devotion for Krishna is none different than Krishna. I'll say that again. Pure devotion for Krishna is none different than Krishna. Because pure devotion for Krishna is conducted by the agency of the internal potency of Krishna. So, pure devotional service is the same as the internal potency of Krishna. And the devotee who is carried by or conducted by pure devotional service is another one of the tattvas and of the Panchatattva. So now we'll go backwards. The living entity who, we'll go to the Panchatattva picture here, the living entity who, Srivas Thakur or Srivas Pandit, who is exhibiting pure devotional service to the personality of Godhead, that's in the marginal potency category, but marginal potency invested with the Lord's devotional potency. So an empowered incarnation of the Lord. The Lord's internal potency, Gadadhar Pandit, over to our left side, or Lord Chaitanya's right, Mahavishnu, or a portion of the plenary portion, Advaita Acharya, and the direct expansion of Krishna, as the direct expansion of Lord Chaitanya was Lord Nityananda, Nityananda Ram. And all of those features in one is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he manifested himself variously, just as that verse that we cited, Sangopangastra Parshadam, to assist him in his Yajnai Sankirtana, the Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting, the sacrifice of chanting the holy names of the Lord. So this is who the Panchatattva are and the significance of them to assist in giving pure devotion through the chanting of the holy name and to identify the features of the Absolute Truth. Because the Absolute Truth is one, but the Absolute Truth may be manifested in various features as shown here. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar and Srivas. And then that last phrase, Adi Gora Bhakta Vrinda, that's it, you know, etc. Everybody else. Gora Bhakta Vrinda, all the assembled devotees. So that's all of you. Gora Bhaktas. And Vrinda, the assembled devotees. Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that, well, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes and Prabhupada explains that the chanting of this Panchatattva mantra is very, very important for being effective in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, because one who receives the mercy of Lord Chaitanya may then receive the mercy of Krishna. And by chanting the Panchatattva mantra, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. He doesn't accept offenses. He accepts our devotion. And so we can chant the Hare Krishna mantra effectively if it's preceded by the chanting of the Panchatattva mantra. It certainly will help us. So whenever we have kirtan, we offer our pranam mantra to Srila Prabhupada, Guru, and then Gauranga, and then Krishna, in the form of kirtan, same as we do when we offer food, Guru, Gauranga, Krishna. We approach Krishna in that way. When Panchatattva were installed, the Utsav Murti, which are taken off the altar and Abhishek is performed on the appearance days of these various personalities. Whoops. Yeah, it's right here. If it's got to be tight, or we lose color. There we go. Okay. This is the a little portion on the altar of the Gaur Purnima offerings. Portion of a plenary portion. All in the clay pots, many of them the clay pots in which they were cooked, or others there's a little deity portion and the rest is in big, big giant pots so we can serve prasad. Here's some photographs of the deities in different dresses. I'm not certain, but I think this is the installation day dress in which they appeared. Okay, that's not it. Okay. Shri Shri Panchatattva ki jai. Any comments or questions on this? Yes?
Maharaj, I have a couple of questions. In the beginning you mentioned that much of them are exhibited humility in his attraction with Prakashana Saraswati, and that melted his heart.
Yeah.
Would you kindly
describe the pastime?
And so, also, what should be our move in interacting with persons?
We should put on our heat shield when interacting with such people. We're not Lord Chaitanya. The Leela was, first of all, Lord Chaitanya did not associate at all. He went to Vrindavan through Benares and he went back to Puri through Benares. In both going and coming, he didn't associate with them at all. But Lord Chaitanya's associates were in anxiety because they heard the conversation that people were saying, oh, Lord Chaitanya is a sentimentalist. Oh, he's this, oh, he's that. And it was very painful for them. And they bore the pain, but then it became too much, and then they shared the pain with Lord Chaitanya. Please do something. We can't bear this pain. So Lord Chaitanya smiled. He didn't say, yes, I'll do something. He just smiled. That very moment, when Brahman came to make an invitation for Lord Chaitanya to come to his home to have lunch. And in the assembly at his home would be all the Mayavad sannyasis of Benares. And much to their surprise, Lord Chaitanya said yes. And they were in anxiety because they thought these sannyasis will offend even more than the average people who were under the influence of the sannyasis. But Lord Chaitanya went, and when he went, they were seated on an elevated large platform, like a stage, and Lord Chaitanya sat by the place where you wash your feet, a foot bath. And they said, no, you shouldn't sit there. Come sit with us. No, I'm not qualified to sit. You're too exalted. I'll sit over here. So he was taking a very, very humble position. And it was purposeful. I mean, he could have sat wherever he wanted to sit. He chose purposefully, the indication is. Because they were very proud, and rather than confronting their pride, he deflated their pride by taking a humble position before them. That's the Leela. Then they, you know, Prakashananda Saraswati personally stood up, extended his hand, Lord Chaitanya came and sat with them. And then they had their conversation. Now, how we should deal with such people depends on the people and depends on you, depends on your qualification. It depends on the circumstance. Initially, what Lord Chaitanya exhibited by example was just don't associate with such literally atheistic people. But at the same time, we see that that Prabhupada wanted us to know what's the distinction between the two, and if called upon, we're not airheads or sentimentalists. There's a scriptural basis for the position that we have taken, and we should know what that scriptural basis is. So, if called upon, rather than in a hostile mood, in a humble mood, we should express what our position is on the basis of Guru Sadhu Shastra. And my experience is two things. Those people don't change. And another is they're amazed at how knowledgeable the devotees are in the scripture. Because they're not used to dealing with anybody that's knowledgeable in the scripture. And their mindset is devotees least of all. They're just sentimentalists. They don't have any knowledge of scripture. And we demonstrate in a humble way, not for the purpose of changing them, because that's not likely to happen, but for the purpose of demonstrating we're not weak-minded, foolish sentimentalists. There's a basis for what we're doing, and here's the basis. That, you know, raises some eyebrows and goes, wow. Something? No? Okay. Anyone else? Yes?
If I understand, in one aspect, Advaita Acharya's name is Advaita.
I mentioned, but he's presenting the non-dual truth, Advaita Tattva. As the Bhagavatam verse says, Vedanta tat tattva vidas tattvam yajnanam advayam or advaita, the non-dual substance. Those who are learned know the non-dual substance in the following way, that's possessed of different features. So Advaita Acharya exhibited the conclusions of Advaita tattva. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, is the absolute truth. And that's the realm of devotional service. through the medium of devotional service, one can realize that. So that's the meaning of Advaita, or the significance of Advaita Acharya, the name. Yes?
You just mentioned that the chanting of the Panchatattva Mantra is very important in our chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra.
Yeah.
So should we chant the Panchatattva Mantra before every round?
I don't do that. In the beginning I do. It's, you know, Prana Mantra and Panchatattva Mantra. I don't between every round. Some devotees do. So I'm not going to ask you to do something I don't do. But you can do. But in the beginning, when you commence your chanting, that's good. Anyone? Okay. So guess what? Now you have your chance to meet your time.